Well, good morning. You know what I see this morning? I see grace. I could save this for later, but at my age, I might forget. I've been working with John and Jason for a long, long time. And I can't imagine anyone else I'd rather work with than those two guys right there. Would you give them a hand? They do a wonderful job here at our church. One of the greatest times of celebration in our nation occurred when the astronauts of Apollo 13 made it safely back to Earth. Apollo 13 was to be NASA's third moon landing, but the astronauts, Commander James Lovell, Lunar Module Pilot Fred Hayes, and Command Module Pilot John Jack Swaggart, never made it to the lunar surface. During the mission's dramatic series of events, an oxygen tank explosion almost 56 hours into the mission forced the crew to abandon all thoughts of reaching the moon. The spacecraft was damaged, but the crew was able to seek cramped shelter in the lunar module for the trip back to Earth. And if you saw the movie, you ever see the movie Apollo 13? All of what they went through, not the least of which the stress of, are we going to make it back? And on April 17th, 1970, literally the world watched. And when they landed in the ocean and were rescued by the Iwo Jima, a great celebration took place. Go back and look at the footage. It's incredible. What a celebration. On February 5th, last year, 2023, Grace Point Church was officially established. So today, we will be celebrating 1 year of Grace Point Church. Yeah, that's good stuff. So how are we going to do it? Three different ways. First, we're going to celebrate the past. We're going to celebrate Grace Point by celebrating the past. How do you do that? By acknowledging God's work that went on behind us, that took place before us as a church. Now, I hope you have your outlines. If you don't, take them out of your bulletins right now. You can follow along. There's a couple of blanks you can fill in as we go through this. Celebrating the past by acknowledging God's work behind us. Look at Isaiah 46:9. It says, "Remember carefully the former things which I did from ages past, for I am God, and there is no one like me." God is speaking here in this verse. I find it interesting that he says to remember carefully. Not as a mere passing thought, but we should carefully remember the things that he has done in the past. Why? Why carefully? Because otherwise, things that may be over-exaggerated could also be under-appreciated. And when God does something, what he does need not be embellished nor understated. Not at all. When God does something, he always does it right. Look again at that same verse in Isaiah 46:9. A different translation puts it this way. Remember your history, your long and rich history. History, by definition, is the study of change over time. History speaks of the whole series of past events that are connected in some way, or to someone, or to something. In our context, we acknowledge what God has done before us as we look behind us, and we remember that God was involved before he even birthed Grace Point Church a year ago. Because he's God, God always knew that Grace Point would become a church. It didn't surprise him. But we didn't always know it. Look what it says in Romans 8:28. Paul writes, "That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good." That's why we can be sure of every detail. Folks, God knew all the details, every last one of them. And long ago, he worked those details out between two churches, between church members. He took all of that and he worked something good from it. Long before we could see it, long before we could have imagined it, long before we experienced it, God was working on it. And God knew COVID was coming. Please don't ask me to say that he planned it. I don't think so. Some things just happen in an imperfect world. But God knew it was coming. But two churches who were very much involved in Grace Points coming together, we didn't know it was coming. I had no idea that was going to happen. When it first happened, I literally thought this will be over in 2 or 3 weeks. Years later, in some respects, people are still dealing with it. That may have caught us off guard, but it didn't surprise God. Not one little bit. God knew that two churches in Charleston, South Carolina, specifically on James Island, which had thrived to struggle, God knew that we would even eventually flounder. And we couldn't understand why. Why, God? Why is this happening? But God knew it way before we saw it coming. And with all that in mind, we celebrate our past. Our past by acknowledging God's work behind the scenes, working before we came together as Grace Point Church. We realize he worked out all of those details. We may have wondered what God was up to. We may have questioned his timing. And yet all the while we see in our rear view that he was at work. That he was in charge. So we're celebrating 1 year of Grace Point Church by celebrating the past and acknowledging that God was always at work before we even knew it. I should have got some kind of amen. There's a lot of people here. Secondly, we celebrate our year anniversary by celebrating not just the past, but we celebrate the present. By acknowledging God's work among us. He worked before us, he worked behind us, and now he's working among us. He's working this very day. Look around. No, really, look around. This place is, with a Seder or two, full. God is working now. Look at Philippians 2:13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. God is working. That phrase, is working, is very interesting. Anybody here good at English? English majors, went to college major? Yeah, well, me either. The first sentence of the first formal paper that I ever wrote was in an English class, and my first sentence ended in a preposition. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that offended people. The teacher wrote on my paper, "Don't end the first sentence with your paper with a preposition. It messes everything else up." I knew what he was doing. He was digging at me. He dug pretty hard. I got a C-. But I passed the class. Who's laughing now? It says God is working. It indicates an action that is in progress, in working. He's working. It's the present continuous tense of that verb. And it means that an action that keeps on going. It keeps on going. It's still going now, and it keeps on going. Anybody here like the vacation movies? How about Las Vegas Vacation, one of my favorite ones? Do you remember when Clark was expecting a big monetary Christmas bonus from work and he got the envelope and he's all excited because he's going to build a pool and he gets it and he opens it up and he looks at it and he just kind of stares. And instead of a one-year bonus that he could have built a pool with, he got a one-year membership to the Jelly Club of the Month. And Clark, Eddie, said, Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving all year long. The Bible says, look at it, God is working continuous every day. It is work that God is continuing on today in and through us. God didn't just start a work in Grace Point Church and then that's it. No, he gave us a good start. But God is continuing his work in us and through us. Let me share just a few things that we're involved in as a church. Pastor John leads youth Bible study every week. They go to summer camp, usually find a way to go on a mission trip. Our church is working with James Island Outreach to the food bank. We give food there all the time so people who are in our community, who need help, who literally need food to eat, to feed their family, can go there and get it. And some of the food they get is what we give, like many other churches on James Island. We have small group Bible studies that take place every week. We have children's and preschool ministry, and it's going on back there right now with some of your children, and we want to expand that. We're involved in social media outreach through our website, through Facebook, through emails. We have a sign ministry. That sign out by the road, thousands of people a day drive that section of Folly Road, and they see that sign. And on more than one occasion, people have come here, and we ask them, why are you here? And they said, because I saw something on the sign. I didn't ask them to come. You didn't either. They just said, I rode by there, and something caught me, and that's why I'm here. Pretty cool how God can use some sign, plastic light and letters, to bring people to him. We have an audio-visual ministry, and we have a special worship and special events that they take place. And many of you don't know, it's not just what we do back here and get sound here. When there are weddings and funerals and people need someone to run this, we provide that for them. We have hospitality every Sunday morning. How many of you go over there and get some breakfast or some coffee every Sunday? Yeah, wait for lunch today. It's going to be good stuff. We have a benevolence ministry that helps people when they're in need. Last couple of weeks, a few weeks ago, Jason talking with somebody here that came to our church and they needed some help. And Jason called me before the service. He said, this guy needs some gas to get to North Carolina. He's going to meet some family there. His truck may not make it, but he needs gas. Can you do it? You were ready to start worship, Jason. So I went out, took him up there, gassed his truck up, sent him along the way, and I prayed with him. I'll never know what happened to that gentleman. But because of what you give to our church, we were able to minister to him. We do this through the Operation Christmas Child every year, reaching children and families literally around the world. When you give money and gifts that we send out to the Graham Foundation, who takes those gifts all over the world, they don't just get toys and clothes, they get a tract that teaches them about the good news of God through Jesus Christ. Many of them receive Jesus as their Savior, and our church is involved in that. We have greeters in our hallways that hand out bulletins and welcome you here. We have people working on our facilities and our landscapes outside, facilities inside. Got some good stuff coming up. You need to be here next week or the next 2 weeks. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. We have a women's ministry with Bible study each week. They have an annual women's retreat, which I think is coming up very soon, and it's full, packed out. We have people on this stage every week who lead our worship through music, and I want you to know that everybody else besides John and Jason are volunteers, and they're here every week. Renovations coming to our sanctuary, our fellowship hall, continuing to come to outside the grounds. All of this because God is working, continual work. Doesn't stop, goes on, and you are a wonderful part of it. One of the most exciting things that we've experienced in our first year of Grace Point was to see the baptismal waters stir around on two different occasions, baptizing people who were either new believers or rededicating their life to Christ. That was wonderful. And I'm going to claim the promise of God that He is working because I think that's just a good start. I want that to happen every week. The Bible says in the book of Acts when the church is first starting that every day people were being saved. If it happened then, why can't it happen now? Every week we could be baptizing folks. In the summertime, taking them down to the beach. Getting them in some good salt water. A good salt water baptism. They come up spiritually healed and feeling better. I want you to look at this verse in Luke chapter 7, verse 16. Speaking about how God is working in us now. They all realized they were in a place, listen, they were in a place of holy mystery that God was at work among them. Now, you know how sometimes I get you to underline a word or a verse? Underline the whole verse. Just underline that whole verse and then listen one more time. I need you to come close. Come close. Listen. They all realized that they were in a place of holy mystery. That God was at work among them. All that is going on among Grace Point Church is an indication of an incredible reality. That reality, that truth, is that God is here and He's among us. God Himself is working through us. God who made heaven and earth is here. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is here. The God whose power raised Jesus from death to life is here among us. Don't ever forget that, folks. Always remember that we are in a place of holy mystery. Because God is here and He's working among us. That's another place we should have got an amen. I'm going to have to keep working on you. I've asked some folks who are part of Grace Point Church to come and share some things that are a blessing to them about Grace Point Church. Introduce yourself.
Good morning. I'm Charlotte Steckman. I want to say a few things. One of my biggest fears is speaking in public. I guess this is a blessing for me today. Before Grace Point Calvary and COVID, Jay and I, we were blessed finding Crossroad. The pastors made it such warm and uplifting experience to the music and the message to us. Crossroads has so many impacts on and in our lives. So small groups, baptism, the marriage, emergent situation and funerals as well. The church did not come with any without challenges or any efforts. We had to go every week. We went and set up the church, put shades up to make it dark, put the set up the benches and pack the band equipment out. After the service, we had to break everything down so that the kids came in Monday morning and was able to do breakfast. COVID made our worship to be virtual. When the pastor sent communication out, Calvary had welcomed Crossroad to worship in their church. That was a big blessing. When Crossroad and Calvary became Grace Point a year ago, that was even a bigger blessing. Now we walk into a church. No longer do we have to set up or break down everything each week. That is a very, very big blessing. And now my husband Jay's going to say a few more things.
Hey, I'm Jay Steckman. So Grace Point has strengthened our walk with God, and there's no better blessing than that for us, for sure. During COVID and before Grace Point, we were all very isolated, as Kevin was alluding to. We had virtual small groups and church meetings, and that was really cool. That was fantastic. But we found it really didn't nourish a lot of aspects in our walk with God. When we heard about coming together with Calvary, we were really excited. It was exciting to be back in a church again, but it still didn't feel right. When we became Grace Point 1 year ago, this was a true blessing. It just felt like a home. It felt like a family. And now we have a church family together. And there's an excitement anticipating our next steps in the church, as Kevin just talked about. How do you keep your place all the time? It's crazy. All the next steps in the church are really exciting, not just the interior or the exterior, but watching our church body grow each month. Like, this is just fabulous. Teaching events and things that are happening, like John going on his mission and the women's ministry, the youth groups, all the missions that Kevin just talked about. Our new Grace Point website, it's looking fantastic. I was just looking at it this morning. I even saw something about Krispy Kremes on there. I need to talk to John about that. Anyway, it's an exciting time for us at Grace Point, and Charlotte and I are just very blessed to be a part of such a wonderful and growing place of worship.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. If you have not met me yet, my name is Sandy Aldrit, and I am a founding member of Calvary Baptist Church, which was 40 years ago.
Wow.
A little over 40 years ago, and I joined when I was 8 years old. Okay, I lied. We did meet in a very small building closer to the road, and it was a Masonic building at that time. And we waited for 12 years to move into this building. And actually, the building is exactly the way it was back in 1995. It hasn't changed a bit, which I know there's going to be a lot of changes to it. Anyway, on our first Sunday in the sanctuary, we were all very excited. We had a dream. We had visions, too. And they go back all the way to 1983, too. Our first and foremost vision, though, was to become a lighthouse on Folly Road. We wanted to attract the hurt and the lonely and the lost. We wanted to show them our Jesus. We wanted to help heal their bodies and their souls in a way that they never knew was possible. Our Jesus helped us do that. Many came through those doors. And over the years, lives were changed and people were baptized. And much glory and celebration was here and in the heavenly realms also. Times changed as the years went by. People moved not only from this area, but they moved away from the Lord. And everything we did, we just, we couldn't do enough for this area. It just seemed like Satan had the victory. He lied, he stealed, he destroyed, he cheated. And no matter what we did, we kept fighting for Jesus. And then that brings us to 2020 when COVID hit. It seemed like again that Satan was going to get the victory. He saw us going down again. Not only us, but a lot of other churches too. But God had a plan. I love it when God has a plan. And when it works out, I really love watching it. He brought two struggling churches together. He sort of took us and he sort of mixed us together and sort of shook us up a little bit and sort of kneaded us up like just like he was preparing a dish, I think. Then he threw us together and we had fellowships, we had good food, we had laughter, we had music, we had a lot of crazy personalities mixed into all of that. And after a few years, God decided that we were going to be a church. Not us. God made the decision that we were going to be a church. And we were. And we became Grace Point. And that is our celebration today. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that we are this church. 1 year. And we celebrate this today for what has been accomplished in this past year. And that, and also what we're going to accomplish in the future. I do want to say, though, that I've been here for over 40 years, and I am going to be in this for 100% of whatever is done. But being here for 40 years, I might be going, no, not that, don't move that, no, I can't stand it. And if I do, just smack me, or Pastor Kevin, you can just pull out your wallet and say, go get some food. That always calms me. You know, so y'all just remember that. If I make a face or want to go, no, 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 don't do that, you know how to soothe myself.
I have a church credit card. I'll just
give
that to
yes.
you. Get all the food you want.
Yeah, that's what you do with the oldest member of the church. I did tell someone recently, though, that I felt as Grace Point was on the verge of truly something, not big, huge. I felt like we were getting ready to, I don't know if to use the word, I would say the word explode. To use the word explode. Not only to become a lighthouse here on Folly Road, but all of James Island. And I can see that happening. I feel it in my bones. That God's holy hand is anointing this church, these people. And I even can see where we're going to have other services down the road, and people are going to be coming in, and they're going to want to know what's going on in this church right on the side of Folly Road. They're going to want to know, because they're coming through these doors, and they're going, what is different about this church? And when they walk in, they're going to feel the Holy Spirit of God moving within these walls and moving within you people and within me and everyone else that's in this, in here. And you know, when you feel that Holy Spirit, it's not just going to be within this walls here. You're going to have to carry it with you outside. It's going to have to flow, because God's Holy Spirit is not meant to be contained within four walls. You carry it wherever you are, to Walmart, or in the, or just down the street with you, or wherever it is, you have to carry it with you. And I want to be a vital part of that. And I hope you do too. Thank you.
Wow, at least not a standing ovation. Good morning, my name is Alan Blackwood. Who's responsible for this, John?
Go ahead.
Blackwood. Again, good morning. I want to thank the pastors for having us speak today. Susan and I are the future. Boy, we may be in trouble, Kevin. We may be in trouble. Susan and mine's church backgrounds are a little different. I was born, raised Baptist, and she was Methodist. And we had been talking about finding a non-denominational church. And we went to New Spring in the North area for 10 years. And we're pretty regular there. As a matter of fact, we opened that church first day it opened. So a friend of mine had invited us, and we greeted there. We worked the coffee bar, and we were pretty involved in that church for several years. We became regulars when we were in our temporary home at North Charleston Convention Center. Susan and I were greeters and so and so. The church moved to a permanent location at Ashley Phosphate in Dorchester, which from John's Island is a pretty good distance to drive every Sunday morning, and they started the crack of dawn. And so COVID hit, and we decided we were going to start looking for a new church, something a little local. Our friends, Steve and Linda, who are in the back, we have a regular Thursday night dinner date, usually at Maria's. And they wanted to attend church, and we got to talking, and so we started looking around and working together. And by the way, Kevin, the number three, biblically, we know is very famous. It represents divine wholeness, completeness, and perfection. And on our third attempt, we ended up at Grace Point. I don't know if that's divine intervention, if it's God's will. He put us here for whatever reason. But we're glad to be here. We've been blessed to know all of y'all. We've met most everybody in the church. I'm the introvert. And the truth be told, I want y'all to know that we're up here because everybody else said no. Okay? Thank you. And I thought it was going to be a 30-minute joke session about John, which I could probably do that. But I'm going to turn it over to Susan. We're glad to be here, and we love our church. Oh, hey, look. Not to be confused with any of the rich Blackwoods. So I'm going to turn it over to Susan. We are very blessed to be here, and we love Grace Point, and we love the band, and the drummer never gets enough credit.
When we first came in, we got here first that day, and there were rules about what we were going to do. It had to be in person, no screens, and we wanted non-denominational. When we pulled up, the Calvary Baptist sign was there. And so when everybody got here and they were like, what are we doing? And I said, y'all, it's Crossroads. I had to prove it on my phone. But I said, it's Crossroads. So we came in. We immediately felt welcome. We weren't sitting down 10 minutes. And John came up and introduced himself to Al, and they immediately hit it off. I now know John immediately hits it off with everybody. But that day, it made us feel really welcome. And we were very happy with the traditional pews and that kind of stuff. And of course, I know that's gonna change. But that's okay, we have to grow. And that will bring growth. But I've reconnected with friends from school, from my childhood, from old jobs. And it's been really nice. We've met a lot of really new people. We have friends that come with us every week. We have family or folks that are considered family with us every week. And we really feel blessed to be here. We're excited about what's going on with the church. I wake up several mornings a week with songs that we sing here in my head. And we can't be blessed enough for what Grace Point has done for us. Thank you.
I want to thank you folks for sharing with us. It's always good to hear a good perspective. It's not just what I say, what John says, what Jason may say. This is really God among us now. Now. One other way I want to share with you about how God is among us now is with something that came up, I don't know, a couple months ago. A fellow by the name of Jonathan Sandifer happens to play our acoustic guitar, sings for us. Mentioned to the staff that he was praying about going on a mission trip, and the long and short of it is, we said, hey, let's get the church behind this. We feel God's leadership. I think our church will respond. We asked Jonathan how much it was going to cost. He said, well, it's going to cost $2,300 just to leave Charleston and get back here, to say nothing of what the cost would be while he's there. So, Jonathan, come on up here for a minute, buddy. You might want to hold that. Just hold up. So, Jonathan, one of the things we did is we simply asked our church. Church, this guy wants to go on a mission. The staff feels good about it. We prayed about it. The church responded and said, okay, you told us what you needed, $2,300. So I want you to know, church, you want to know how God worked among us? Jonathan, this envelope is so heavy I couldn't hold it. Come here, my friend. Here's a check for $3,000.
Wow. Wow. I'm overwhelmed. Excuse me, I'm getting emotional here with it. You know, God laid this on my heart over the past year. I spoke about how I got to know some friends through a Christian running ministry and that have moved down to Guatemala to be missionaries full-time down there, and I've kept in contact with them. And it just has been stirring in me over the past year that there was something for me to do there. And I still don't know what that story is yet, but there was something for me to do. And I met them at a race in the fall, and they said, yeah, you should come down and be a part of a mission trip down to Guatemala. And then as we went into the end of the year and just talking through, there are other signs that God put in my path that said, you need to do something here. So I decided, you know, as you reflect on the end of the year, going into the new year, I decided, you know, I feel called to do something, just get a part of a mission trip and go down to Guatemala and see what happens. And God also said that there was something for Grace Point in this to do. So I felt called personally to do something, but God said there's your church, your church home, your church family needs to be a part of this in some way. So I went to the staff, Kevin and John and Jason, and I told them I was praying about going, that I think I'm going to go, you know, whether or not Grace Point's involved or not, but I hope they will be. I think it'd be something that'd be good for the church to get behind. But I was going to find a way to go, that because I felt called to go. And it immediately, the three of them just were excited about an opportunity for the church to get involved in a mission trip down there. You know, I have contacts down there already, and it could lead to something, you know, more involvement as we proceed down the road. I don't know what, you know, God's opening doors. I don't know what he's doing in this plan, but I felt called to go through the door he opened. And whether this came or not, I was going to figure out how to go. And Kevin said, well, we'll ask the church, you know, to help out. And I think that we can, you know, at least maybe pay for half of getting down there or something like that, and to go above and beyond for me to be able to go down there, to have some money to do some, you know, to get in to work down there. It will go towards, you know, making things happen in some way down there. You know, like I said, I still don't know what the story is being written here. I just had a Zoom meeting a week ago, starting to learn some things, getting involved with getting to know some other people that are going on this trip. And we'll see what happens. But there's a story that God is starting to write in this. There's a story for Grace Point to be involved with, and something that you should think about and pray about as you know, we still got a few months before I go, in June before I go down there. But and I'm sure Kevin will give me the opportunity to let you know how that goes. And you should pray about your other involvement as I'm able to report back what's going on down there. Maybe there's a trip for a group of us to go down there at some point. And so I hope that you'll pray about, you know, your involvement, not only with you know, backing some things with your money, which is so appreciated so very much, but also maybe you would like to join me in going down there sometime later at the end of this year or next year, where we'll see how things develop. Anyway, I know, you know, you preached last year one time about in John chapter 21, where Jesus, you know, asked Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Three times, do you love me? Feed my sheep. This Grace Point feeds sheep. Amen. And I thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Well, Jonathan, before you go, we're going to have a commissioning service for you. We'll work all that out. And you take that money to get down there and back. You take the extra money, you do your work and reach people for Jesus. Above and beyond that, I'm real impressed you remembered a sermon I preached a year ago. Because I don't even know what I preached a year ago. Oh my gosh. How in the world? We've talked about celebrating 1 year of Grace Point Church. We celebrated the past by acknowledging what God was doing behind us and before us. We now celebrated the present by acknowledging God's work among us. Number three, we're going to celebrate the future by acknowledging God's work ahead of us. What is yet to come? Wonderful verse, Jeremiah 33:3. God is speaking, and he says, call out to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous things, wondrous things, great things, hidden things, of which you are unaware, and which you could never figure out on your own. God says in this verse that we are unaware of what he will do among us. Marvelous, wondrous, great, hidden things, he says, that we could never figure out on our own. Based on this verse, two things. As your pastor, as one of your three pastors, we will not presume to know the specifics of God's will and timing, which God has not yet told us. We will make the assumption that God is God and we're not. And when God is ready, he will reveal his will and his ways to us in his timing, and then we will act. We won't go before God, nor stay behind God. We will go with God in his timing as he reveals it in his ways. We will acknowledge God's work in the future as he goes ahead of us. Secondly, we will collectively call out to God. We will look to him and ask him. We will implore him to tell us, to speak to us. And then, folks, hold on. Because when God works, when God answers, we are in for the ride of our lives. When God answers, Grace Point Church will be used by God in ways we can't imagine. When God moves, when God works, people are never again the same before that time with God. Our lives will be changed through God in us. Others people's lives will be changed. Changed lives. Folks, listen to me. That's what it's all about. Changed lives. People who weren't Christians, people who were lost, becoming new people by receiving Jesus as their Savior. They're changed from someone who didn't believe God to someone who does believe God. That's changed lives. And people who are out there who are Christians but who've walked away from the fellowship of the church, we want to change their life too. We want them to come back to God. You want to know what our church is about? Two words. Changed lives. Lives. You want to know in a nutshell what we're about? Changed lives. So I thought I'd figure up ending this message with the question, now what? Now, some of you are thinking, lunch. Get it over with, Kevin. I can smell it. Now what? Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Look what Paul wrote there. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people close to us in the community of faith. Now what? Paul says, here's what. Don't get fatigued. Don't give up. Don't quit. And every opportunity we are afforded, we are to work for the benefit of all. Spiritually speaking, that includes believers who have fallen away from God, and people who aren't yet believers. We will plant seeds continuously. We will take the word and the good news. Good news. The good news to them about God's love and His forgiveness and His grace and His strength and His being there for us. So we turn back to the God who made us and we praise Him 1 year later for many things, not the least of which is Grace Point Church. We've already seen a harvest in God's timing. Matter of fact, after today, hearing everything I've heard, we've seen a bumper crop of blessing. So what's next? One of the things that's what's next is a membership class. This is the first time we've actually said we're going to have members at Grace Point. It's just not been timing, but now it's going to be the good timing for it. And so I want to encourage you, matter of fact, in your bulletins, you should have found this. We put this in last week, and we want to let you know that after today, when we celebrate, look on the other side, it gives you information about a Grace Point 101 membership class. So here's how that works. We want you to come on March 10th from 4 to 6:30. I promise it won't go a minute later. 4 to 6:30. We're going to meet here, and you're going to learn about what we do and why we do what we do the way we do it. What are we about? What do we believe? How does this church function? What's the function of the staff? What's the function of the members? What's going to happen? Here's our strategies. Here's why we do what we do. You're going to learn all of that. And we're not going to charge you for it. We have a nice, I meant to get one from the other, the over there, we have a nice three-ring binder. You're going to have notes in there. Bring a pen because you're going to fill things in as we go along. It's going to be a wonderful time. I promise it will be. Our first membership class in Grace Point Church happens on March 10th. So go put it on your calendar. Don't come back and say, well, some things have come up. Make this a priority in your life. We want you to be here, okay? You don't have to sign up. We're not asking for pre-signatures or if you want to let us know, fine, that's good. But you don't have to sign up. But what you do have to do is show up. And when it's all said and done, you, matter of fact, listen to me. You can come to the membership class. It doesn't mean you're a member. You don't have to join if you don't want to. At least you'll know about it. You can make an informed decision. Now what? Among other things, the 101 membership class, celebrating a year of Grace Point Church. Who would have thunk it? Who could have imagined? God did. And we are the recipients of His blessing. And the cool part is He lets you and me be a part of it. Are you glad? Are you excited? Are you grateful to be a part of God's work with Grace Point Church? Amen, amen. And amen. Let's pray together. Oh God, we're reminded today, based on your word, based on testimony that we've heard, based on how you are working in us, among us, and through us, we are reminded, God, that Grace Point is not here by accident. In your timing, you made this happen. You knew before the beginning of the world. You knew, and you brought about Grace Point Church. We would never have thought to do it the way you did, but we're so glad you let us be a part of it. Now, God, we place ourselves as Grace Point Church into your hands. The very one who created us is the same one that we want to follow. Give us wisdom. Give us timing. Lord, sometimes you're just going to throw the blessings out and we're just going to catch them and enjoy them. Sometimes you're going to make us work for them, and sometimes it's going to be hard. So help us, like Paul said, not to grow tired or weary, not to give up. God, I hope through this whole service you've realized how grateful and glad we are. We bless your name. We praise you. We celebrate you as we celebrate Grace Point. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is usually the time when I say, let's stand up and sing one more. I don't think I can sing it, man. I'm about to cry.
You're crying right now. All right, Kevin, say a prayer. All right.
I love all y'all. Y'all mean the world to me. Kevin, you're okay.
I can't do it, man.
You just play? I'll start it, man. We'll do something. Okay. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. It is a moving in so many ways. As we look back, we look at the present, and now we think about the future and what all God, what you're doing through us. And Lord, we love you. We thank you for a message to challenge us, not to stop, but to plow on ahead. Lord, today, there's someone here that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior. I pray they'll find somebody and talk to them. I pray this membership class will be overflowing with folks. Today, Lord, give us a sweet fellowship as we go over to the fellowship hall. And we pray it now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.